This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on the on-air call-in line over on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want, for better or for worse, because that's just what we do. So, Daryl, in the first hour of the show, the very beginning of the program tonight, you shared a story from Stockton, California.
Yes.
Where a mayor there is launching a program of universal basic income for the poorest, apparently, of residents.
Yes, and again,
isn't really universal basic income, but
correct.
Either way, the idea of universal basic income is to essentially hand a welfare check out to absolutely everybody in a given area. You know, the idea that some people want to see is a nationwide program of such concept.
Right.
But so this is just Stockton, California.
Right. Let me back up a little bit in this article from Time, where they mention about Stockton, which is near the Silicon Valley. And apparently a lot of people that work in Silicon Valley are supporters of UBI because
you don't have to be good at economics to be smart with technology.
Well, that's not what Time says is the reason they support it. Says here that the people working in Silicon Valley, that's where, you know, like robots and computers are made, they see the potential for mass unemployment in places, you know, where you wind up having computers or robots or self-driving cars take over people's jobs.
That's the claim, is that
correct?
When automation comes in, and it already has in some industries, some people are going to lose their jobs. And the belief is that they just won't be able to get another job.
Right. And let's go back about 120 years-ish when this guy in somewhere in Michigan, I forget exactly what city it was, invented the assembly line,
mm-hmm.
Henry Ford, which wound up making it a lot more efficient to mass produce automobiles.
Right.
Nobody said, oh, the assembly line's going to put everybody out of a job.
How do you know they didn't say that?
They did say that the automobile would put all kinds of people out of jobs because it's putting the horse and buggy.
You don't think anybody said the assembly line's going to put people out of jobs? That must have been an argument.
Somebody may have said that,
yeah.
But it's not something that has survived throughout history books.
Well, I mean, just because you can't go and pick up a newspaper easily from, you know, 1910 or whatever the heck that was.
Reading economic books and history books, you do see the arguments that the automobile was going to put the horse and buggy people out of business. It was going to put the carriage drivers out of business.
And it pretty much did.
For the most part, but, you know, people adapt. When you wound up being able to push the button on the elevator yourself,
the elevator guy is out of
business. It wound up putting the elevator guy out of business.
Yep, that's true.
There's the famous Candlemaker's Petition by Frederick Bastiat, one of the most brilliant pieces of satire throughout all of human history.
So we can come up with examples like you're doing here and saying, hey, look, you know, we made it through these fears, the fears of mass job loss by people in different industries when their industry was replaced by something better. People do adapt. They, you know, if your skill that you had isn't really worth much anymore in the marketplace, then you need to get a new skill. You can go out there and train and learn things.
Flipping burgers, not exactly a skill. Robots are much better at doing that.
There's probably some people who are pretty skilled at flipping burgers, but all that said, it's a pretty fairly easy entry-level kind of position.
There are people that are skilled at cooking.
Yeah.
The guy flipping burgers at McDonald's, not a skilled cook for the most part.
I see what you're saying. All I'm saying
whatever.
Is,
Okay, Mr. Elitist.
Yeah,
cooking, flipping burgers is cooking, Daryl.
Yeah, I think some people are better at flipping burgers than others. I bet you can find somebody who can flip, you know, 100 burgers a minute versus somebody who can flip 10. So, I mean, skill is involved in those.
I'm just saying, you're
jobs.
Not going to find a gourmet chef working at McDonald's.
Unless there's not a lot of jobs for gourmet chefs in the area, and he needs to do some work. But anyway, back to the original point.
Yeah. So it says here that Stockton is a town already facing these problems. That about the automation replacing all of the workers,
hold that thought, Daryl. Let's go to James. He's in Missouri. And James, are you listening on KWTO?
Yes.
Excellent.
Honorably discharged regular Army. And
okay.
I just kind of like a side note. I wonder if you guys have happened across the subject that apparently seems to be, somebody took the poster down in the studio or something, but if it ever was one, we no longer operate off of a constitution in this country.
What poster? In what studio? In this studio?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar with your operations there.
Yeah, okay. So the Constitution, right, yeah. So the Constitution, it's words on paper written by a bunch of dead guys, signed by a bunch of dead guys. It had some good ideas in it. But, yeah, I agree with you. The United States government isn't interested in its Constitution, and they only
use it. Hasn't been for about 120 years.
Yeah.
The Constitution does not have the power of even a single man, because a single man can twist it to his own use.
Oh, wait, did I say 120? I meant 220.
Anyway, James, go ahead.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how many times I went through the ceremonies of joining one organization or the other with the hold this sign up and swear upon this deity or
You're saying you've gone through the process of swearing an oath to the Constitution multiple times in your life?
As a matter of course, yeah, and the Christian Bible is offered up in circuit courts and so forth, and I've not too long ago discovered that that's not the, quote, working document.
You discovered that it's not a working document. Now, what do you believe, there is a different working document, or that there is just no document whatsoever?
I am not going to profess a belief either direction.
Fair enough.
What I say is introduce that as a subject and see what your dog pound can make of it.
Well, there you go, and I appreciate that. It's definitely not a new idea for us here. I mean, certainly in the annals of Free Talk Live, the history of this show, we've definitely talked about how the U.S. government, the state governments for that matter, don't follow their constitutions, and there's very, very little that you can do to, you know, make them feel any kind of consequences for that. They only use the Constitution when it's convenient for them to try to pander to it, to, you know, when they're running for office, to make you think that they care about the Constitution, but ultimately they will do whatever it is that they want to do. And I don't know who you were quoting earlier. Was it Spooner, Johnny Ray?
No, it was Thoreau? Civil disobedience.
Because Lysander Spooner said that the Constitution had either authorized the tyranny that we face today or it was powerless to prevent it. Either way, it's unfit to exist. James, I thank you.
Hmm? Excuse me, guys.
Yeah.
Does anyone remember First Amendment, maybe? Can you quote it?
Yeah, of course we remember that. It's the actually, we used to have it right here on a document in the studio, but that got a little worn away over the years. But, yeah, the First Amendment, obviously protecting your right to freedom of speech, your right to assembly, your right to...
I would say recognizing the rights instead
religion.
Of actually protecting.
Well, supposedly it was supposed to, enshrine and that would result
the
in
the first five
protection.
Words of it are my favorite words in the Constitution, and I think
no
it
law.
Should be the entirety of the Constitution, Congress shall make no law.
Yeah. So there you go. Thanks for the call tonight, James. We're obviously very familiar with the First Amendment and many of the other amendments. In fact, we went through once and we determined that, like, all of them had basically been violated.
Yeah.
yeah, at this point. So if you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm, and the Discord on-air call-in line. We got more to say on the universal basic income subject. That's still to come here. Of course, you're welcome to weigh in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. 3733 coming up. Also, economics in one lesson. We're getting close to the end of this thing. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm, or join us on Discord at the Discord On Air call-in line, which you can do over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio here, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Still to come, we got to talk about economics in one lesson, the final of a four-part chapter on saving. We'll get into that here, but we're still talking about universal basic income and other things. And I want to mention this, which I'm pretty really surprised about, actually, that we have right now on our Twitch channel. There are 36 people watching. So thank you to everybody who's watching us. We just started the Twitch thing like basically a month ago at this point, and it's gone, I would say, very, very well. We're still pretty new. I think we've got, 150 or something like that followers. So there's the followers, which are the people who, they like you. They hit the follow button, and then whenever, if you get turn the notifications on, whenever we go live, you get a notification through the Twitch app or via email, however you've selected your notifications to come in, and that lets you know when we're live, which is a handy thing to have in case you, space out. You're not used to tuning in at a specific time, that kind of thing. So we got a bunch of followers, 169 of them, actually, and then I think close to 40 or 45 subscribers, people who have taken the time to either spend $5 a month to subscribe through Twitch or send us their Twitch Prime subscription, because if you're an Amazon Prime user, you get a free Twitch Prime subscription every month, and you can assign that to us. And everybody that does that, it's like a couple bucks, $2.50, that comes in to help us out over at lrn.fm. So thank you to everybody who's done that. We did some recent tweaks with the Twitch channel. We've got now what they call overlays, which are pretty cool. We've been using them, Johnny Ray, when you are doing game streaming. You've done that. Yeah, you've done that twice now.
But wait a minute. But were you putting the overlays on?
You've seen the overlays. The overlays show like how many subscribers we have at any given moment.
Okay.
Yeah, so like right now, 43 subscribers, 169 followers. It shows who the latest follower was, who the latest subscriber was, that kind of thing. So, and it's updated constantly. So as somebody else, while you're watching us do the show at twitch.lrn.fm, if you hit the subscribe button, your name comes up on screen, or if you hit the follow button, your name actually pops up. It's like, thank you, so-and-so, for subscribing and following. So thank you, for doing that. But I wanted to point out that we're at, I don't know if this is a record level, but because I don't sit there and watch it the whole time, but every now and then I'll peek over at the stats on Twitch, and we've got 37 people watching on Twitch. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, right? Like, you guys are on 175 radio stations. There's probably, 100,000 or something like that. We're not on all 175 at the same time, but, of the dozens that we are on right now, there's probably tens of thousands, if not, more than 100,000 people listening. So why are you getting so excited about 37 people on Twitch? It's because it's new, it's different, and if you hit 75 on Twitch, if you hit 75 viewers simultaneously, that helps qualify you for what they call a Twitch partner program. So we are already now in the Twitch affiliates program.
So does sirens go off and balloons drop from the ceiling?
I highly doubt that, but I don't know exactly what the benefit of the partner program is. I read something about it, because when you're on Twitch, once you hit 50 followers, you then qualify, and there's a few other qualifications, like you have to do a certain number of hours per week, which we nailed that. I mean, we're right on every single night.
21 hours, right. Plus however much. I noticed you do some gaming occasionally.
Right, Johnny Ray did two gaming things this week. I've done a handful of them over the last week or so, but also there's Call to Freedom, which is another show from LRN.fm that's on Twitch. So we easily hit the number of hours required to do these programs. Normally we're at like maybe 10 to 20 or so viewers. We haven't ever come close to 75. At this point, we're at about half of that amount. So maybe if a bunch of people who are out there listening on, let's say, an audio stream, if you've got a laptop or you've got a smartphone device and you want to help boost us over the... Because I think that what I read was if you crack through 75, like you don't have to sustain an average of 75 for like a whole month or something like that. I feel like I've read that if you just crack over 75, that gets you that qualification, and then you're in. So if you're out there and you're listening to us not on Twitch tonight, and you have the ability, if you're driving, then please don't do this, because Twitch is a video service. But if you are, you know, available to do this, just drop over to twitch.lrn.fm. I don't even think you have to log in, because all it's counting is viewers. So as long as you are just watching the stream through Twitch, then we should get extra view counts, because you can go and you can look at, like, the chat room, and you can see how many names there are in the chat room, for instance, and there will only be, you know, there's way fewer names in the chat room than there are the viewers watching.
And if you're using NoScript, you need to at least temporarily suspend, otherwise it says you need a time machine.
Okay, got it. So yeah, suspend whatever, no script or whatever. And so we're at 35 right now. I don't know, maybe we're, you know, we're still probably too small time to make this, but there's certainly enough people listening on the radio out there to where this could happen if you wanted to help us with that. So once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm.
Also, Ian, I need some help defeating Slay the Spire. I need help getting my ascension level up, because I'm pretty dumb. And my I'm really smart, but I have my working memory is about the size of is about two or three sentences long.
Okay.
And you need a good working memory. I need people with real powerful brains to help me get through these Slay the Spire episodes.
You're saying you need people to watch live when you're playing Slay the Spire? Because
and I need them to point out my mistakes and tell me what I'm doing wrong.
So you're playing Slay the Spire?
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you like to watch
wrestling.
I've
never heard the game.
Me neither. I didn't hear about it until Johnny Ray played it earlier this week. But you like to watch wrestling, and they actually had that on Twitch. I showed you a link to
Luchadors. Yeah. And
they had Mexican luchador wrestling live from Mexico.
AAA.
Yeah, live. Now, is that like the highest level or the lowest?
No, that's AAA. The name of that promotion that you sent me the link of is AAA.
I didn't know if there was like a double A and a single A, if that was like tiers. You know how they have the baseball has AAA?
Yeah, no, that's the name of that Mexican promotion. There's CMLL.
That was on the front page, by the way. That's how I found it. I just went to twitch.tv.
And there's one out of New York called Excite Wrestling. There's no E, but otherwise it's spelled like Excite.
I see.
Like, it's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, when I tuned into it, I was like, wow, there's a guy handcuffed to the ropes. That's kind of different. I've never seen that.
Yeah, and I was actually about to go to sleep when I got the message, so I flipped over and watched a couple minutes
of it. Stayed up for a bit, yeah. So, please help us with that if you can. Maybe we can push past 75 viewers simultaneously over at the Twitch channel, but you have to go to twitch.lrn.fm. And if we don't, well, thanks for watching us there. Anyway, and there are actually people chatting in the Twitch chat room, and thank you to everybody who's watching us there. And share us, too, because that's another way to do it, right? So, like, if you share out that you're watching this thing that you like, maybe some of your social networking friends will follow that, too. All right, so we were talking about universal basic income. That is what we're going to continue to do here, a terrible idea which, while on its face, for people that, you know, like to help others, sounds nice. Oh, you're handing out money to people in need. Even if it was being privately funded, I still question whether it is the best way to help people. I don't think it is a good way.
I think it is being privately funded.
The Stockton program?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. And don't forget to check us out on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-453, Life Freedom. Zencash. It is a newer cryptocurrency. There's a lot of them out there. I mean, there's over 1,300 cryptos, and it can be hard to decide, you know, what to put your money into. And I am not an investment advisor. I don't know what the best choice is going to be. I don't know what's going to dethrone Bitcoin someday, but I suspect something probably will. Will it be Zencash? I have no idea. But Zencash is pretty cool because it was actually designed by liberty-loving voluntarists. They wrote in voluntarism into the white paper of this project. Go and see it for yourself at zencash.com. It launched last year, so it's pretty new to the scene, but it's got some of the best technology like zero-knowledge anonymity, as well as decentralized autonomous organizations. And they're creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. It's a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Go to Zencash.com to learn more, and we got some new facts about Zencash just this week. They've got now over 6,700 secure nodes, which they say makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains in the world. There are now almost 50 team members who are working on the project. That's up 10 times from the original 5 team members. So people are getting interested because there's really something special going on with Zencash. So go and see it for yourself. zencash.com. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio here tonight as we continue. We were talking about universal basic income, but first we go to the phones, actually going to Skype, where David is on the line in New Mexico. Hello, David.
Hey, I got a couple comments on what your callers had said. But first of all, something fun. I was sitting here daydreaming. I was waiting. The Super Bowl just happened, which reminded me it happened in Minnesota in their new stadium. And the last time that there was a Super Bowl in Minnesota, I drove, I picked up a woman from the hotel and brought her to the, to the Metrodome at that time for the game and brought her back afterward. And that woman was the mother of Jim Kelly, the quarterback for the Bills, which was kind of a fun experience. It was kind of, if you're chauffeuring, I was a charter pilot, then an on-call limo driver back there at the time, and had a call to do a limo. Anyway, it was kind of, if you're transporting the mom of one of the quarterbacks to the game, it's kind of, it's kind of fun.
You felt special. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right, well, what were you calling to tell us about tonight?
You had an original caller talking about government retaliation, the guy about gassing and blinding and such like that.
Yeah, he claimed that he was blinded in the middle of the night by somebody who had snuck into his house or room or whatever and put some sort of
dry drops
in his eyes, but there's no real evidence that actually happened. That's just speculation on his part. But yeah, that's what you're referring to. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, and then you had another caller later. You were just talking about the Constitution and how the government doesn't abide by it anymore. And I don't know how many people are aware. There's apparently a compilation book that's been put out. Most states have what they call, like in New Mexico here, they have the NMSA, the New Mexico Statutes Annotated, where you have the actual statute and then you have a bunch of different explanations. And there apparently is a book called the U.S. Constitution Annotated.
Okay.
And what they've done is they've taken the U.S. Constitution, everybody's familiar with that, and then next to each, every portion of the Constitution, and you end up with thousands of pages, what they do is they've annotated each piece of the Constitution with case law from, for instance, like Supreme Court decisions that have then modified the Constitution to then mean, you know, something else.
The interpretation.
And this is on the uscongress.gov.
It's official government
/constitution-annotated.
So this is an official government document.
Yes. The complete Constitution annotated PDF provides interactive links from the table of context, table of contents, index, and table of cases.
So you're saying it's basically a history of how the Constitution was gutted or ignored or overturned?
Yeah, exactly. It's modified. Legislators make a law, and they're usually somewhat succinct, and then that law ends up being not necessarily clear, and so you end up in court. You know, one side saying the law means this, and the other side saying no, the law means that, and they fight over it, and then a court decides at whatever level, you know, on all the way on up to the Supreme Court if necessary, and that becomes the case law. And then the case law then is referred to by other courts if the same question comes before them as to what does this piece of the Constitution or what does this law mean. If there's any case law that's modified the statutory law or the coded law, then that's the way the new law is, and until if and when the case law would be modified. And so
the PDF for the First Amendment is 304 pages.
God, that is insane.
Right. Let me jump on that one, since that's exactly where I was going. For instance, the First Amendment, the right to petition your government. This ties in with the retaliation. I've shared with you, you know, half a dozen different things that the way I view that I've been retaliated in the state, New Mexico, for my, and let me use a word that you used a while back, Ian, referring to yourself, troublemaker, because that's exactly how they've labeled me, as a troublemaker. And last I know, there's no law against being a troublemaker.
Right, the person who wants to get accountability, the person who wants transparency, you're the troublemaker.
Exactly, and that's how the deputy, a friend of mine actually, who does security at the Second Judicial District Court downtown Albuquerque, he had to bar me from coming into the courthouse one day when I went to petition my government, First Amendment. I had been attacked by the dude my ex moved into, the guy that tried to adopt my children, and I've been physically attacked, and so I went to file a petition for a domestic violence restraining order. And because the chief judge, Ted Baca, at the time at the Second Judicial District Court in Albuquerque, had written that one-page order that I believe I've referred to that bars me from having any contact whatsoever with the Second Judicial District Court where I lived, or anybody who works there in or out of the courthouse, without giving any reason whatsoever as to why he was barring me. And when asked for an interpretation of the order, the deputy, all that he could tell the witness that was with me when she asked, why was David Olson barred from the courthouse, is that all the deputy could come up with is, basically, ma'am, he's been labeled as a troublemaker. And so based on that, they have barred me from the courthouse. And literally, when I went in there one day to file a petition my government, my First Amendment right has been modified by Chief Judge Ted Baca's order that has no legitimate grounds. And that's just one little example.
Boy, I can relate. I've also been illegally barred from a courthouse, and luckily there was a judge that overturned that, because it was a sheriff who made that order against me, a no trespass order barring me and several other activists from the local court facility. And so a judge overturned that eventually. But yeah, it'd be a lot harder to get another judge to overturn a judge's order barring you, because they all tend to be buddies,
right,
and hang out together. Hey, thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. The toll free number here.
The full document, 2,882 pages. Now, that includes the table of contents, the title page, a very, very, very lengthy index.
Yikes. By the way, I did find out here, I've been digging around through the Twitch settings, and, okay, I was wrong. Somebody had told me you just had to hit 75. It is 75 average over the 30-day period. So
okay.
That's not something we can accomplish tonight, and I don't know if we were going to. We're currently at over 36 viewers. We peaked apparently at 50, though. So
woo-hoo!
we did hit a record peak of 50 viewers at the same time. And so it's going to take a while. I mean, we're still brand new to Twitch. And the thing, sort of the way this works is success breeds success, right? So if you have viewers, then more people see you. Because on like the list of talk shows on Twitch, which is one of their channel categories that they have, if you only have 10 viewers, you're down toward the bottom of the list. But if you got 40 or whatever, like we do right now, we're closer to the top of the list. And of course, the closer to the top you get, the more people see you, the more people tune in, the more people follow, the more people get notices when you are live. And so anyway, thanks to everybody who is following and watching there. We're going to continue more about the universal basic income, the idea of just handing out cash to anybody. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Is that actually going to help people, though? You want to weigh in, 855-450-3733, or join our Discord, discord.lrn.fm.
Live from the Vertcoin studio, this is the call to freedom. If the crypto hour frightens you, my helium, 47 here on LRN.fm, we can kill the faucet, be color five to get some free.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free, bring up what you want. We got lots to discuss here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on into the show. That's Skype username lrn.fm. I did mention our Discord earlier. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners right now. They are in there. And some of them are there late into the night and earlier in the afternoon. And so pretty much any time you want to connect with other listeners and some of the hosts of the show. Even Daryl is in the Discord tonight. You go to discord.lrn.fm. Daryl has done it through his web browser, so you don't even need to install an app. Although if you get into it and you like it, they do have an easy-to-use app for pretty much every operating system. So, you know, whether it's, you know, Linux or Windows or Mac, you can have an app or iPhone or Android, and that makes it easy to connect pretty much all the time with the Discord. And, of course, set your notifications to whatever preferences that you want. Dean, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. We still have economics in one lesson to talk about, but the Stockton UBI program is where we started the show out tonight, and I don't think we've really finished the topic. What you just mentioned was that this is apparently a voluntary program as far as funding is concerned, Daryl, right?
That's what it seems like. It says here that Chris Hughes, who is one of the executives with Facebook, has personally donated $1 million to the Economic Security Project, a program that he co-chairs, which will provide funding for Stockton's program to get that seed program that's the Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration Program.
Yeah.
So it does sound as though this pilot that is going to wind up giving $500 per month to According to KQED, several dozen families for 1 year. So it's a pilot program that's going to last for 1 year. And, yeah, it's several dozen families. Not
privately
sure.
Funded.
Does that mean two dozen, three dozen?
Several would mean 4 to 5 dozen, at least. Right?
Yeah, and they don't actually say how many in any of the articles that I'm seeing.
Well, they probably haven't figured that out yet, right? They haven't started the actual payouts yet, have they?
Does not appear that they have started them.
Right. So they're probably taking applicants and putting the program
right. Together. And again, none of the articles that I see have a date on when this is actually going to begin.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that they're working on. The mayor, Michael Tubbs, said that the slow economic crumble. And, I skipped over a sentence here. Stockton declared bankruptcy in 2012.
Oh, my. So they basically don't have any money from which in the tax coffers to pay these people, so they need it to be a voluntary program.
Yes. The economic crumble is what inspired 27-year-old Michael Tubbs, who is the mayor, to start the SEED program. His own experience, this from Time, his own experience growing up in Stockton, seeing his mother struggle to provide for their family on a cashier's job at a Discovery Zone, despite working long hours, made him realize something needs to change. Tubbs told KQED, I think Stockton is absolutely ground zero for a lot of the issues we're facing as a nation. Now, Time does report here that UBI, not a new concept, and support has historically been bipartisan. Now, currently, it seems as though it's not something Republicans would support, right? But Republican President Richard Nixon actually tested UBI in several cities from 1968 to 1971.
So this dumb idea has been around for a long time, and it has been bipartisan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So dum-dums in both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party don't understand economics.
No.
But the article here says that Richard Nixon found it did not negatively affect work ethic.
Okay.
Martin Luther King Jr. also supported basic economic security for all Americans, believing racial and economic inequality to be intimately intertwined. Other countries like Finland and Canada started to test out UBI programs last year, but results from the experiments are not yet fully realized. If Stockton's SEED program yields promising results, it may put itself on the international map.
So how is it that they test this program? Do they go around to the recipients later on, you know, after 6 months or 12 months or whatever? Okay, fill out this form, and we really want to know what you felt about this. Did you like getting $500 a month from us? Was that helpful to you? I mean, everybody's going to say, hell yeah, my life's much better now that I had $500 a month. I got all kinds of free stuff.
They don't say exactly how they're going to wind up, you know, realizing how the pilot worked, but chances are there will be some kind of survey. There will also be probably more regular, probably quarterly check-ins of, okay, so what sort of income are you making from other sources other than this $500? Are you working more? Are you working less? Have you taken up new hobbies? Hey, have you, you know, started working less at Starbucks so that you can, you know, pursue that writing job? Have you started crafting? Or are you selling stuff on eBay now? Or are you fulfilling all of your wildest dreams that you could do if only you didn't have to do this work thing? What are you doing with this extra $500? And I wonder how many of these people are going to say, oh, yeah, I wound up buying some really sweet rims for my car.
I don't know,
you
man.
Laugh, but you know, it's tax season, right? Bunch of people, I'm getting a big old refund.
Time to blow it.
And they're going to wind up putting a stereo system in their car, and the stereo system's going to wind up costing more than the car.
Yeah.
Put some spinner rims.
Hit my ride.
I can finally wind up paying off half of what I spent on Christmas, and then the other half I'll keep paying minimums on until Christmas time next year.
That happens. And again, that goes back to why people are not doing well economically. I mean, I understand that if you're working a minimum wage job and you've got kids, that you probably aren't doing well, period, even if you are putting your nose right to the grindstone. That's hard to handle. But there are also people who just, they've got bad habits, and those bad habits will be exacerbated by free money every single month. It won't be made better. But if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I doubt very many of these people are going to be putting money into savings, you know, and that's one of the topics we've been discussing here over the last several weeks on Free Talk Live, which is economics in one lesson.
And if you want to help donate to this, they are accepting donations. I don't advise that you do it, but they do have a donate link on the website for the Economic Security Project.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as outraged about this because it is being done voluntarily. So, you know, because they're doing this voluntarily, I think that that is the best aspect of this program. I just question the efficacy, the effectiveness of giving people money with no strings attached, no, you know, okay, you want free money, you have to come sit down with a consultant and, you know, a volunteer or somebody who can talk to you about budgeting. And
there are some people that would say, well, Alaska has a UBI.
You mean the oil payout?
The oil payout. You've got to have been a resident for at least 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then you wind up getting the oil subsidy every year.
I think there is an argument that is a UBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that that's necessarily a good thing, but...
Right, because why is the state of Alaska running the oil companies?
Good question. And
because if the state of Alaska was not involved in the oil business, there would not be that $2,000 check every year.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, it would be interesting to hear from people up there as far as, you know, how they feel about that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. If you're in Alaska, it's still the afternoon right now. So anyway, let's continue here. You can bring up anything you want. We've got more to say about economics in one lesson. We've been in the chapter about saving for probably more than a month at this point, and it's a four-part chapter, so today we're going to be completing the fourth part in that chapter, which will lead us toward the end of the book, Economics in One Lesson, which you can pick up for yourself, by the way. There are digital copies available for free. The author's name, Henry Hazlitt. You can just go and search for Economics in One Lesson and grab a PDF copy if you want to check this book out. And it has been a good book, and I think it would be good for somebody who is new to economics to understand some of the basic concepts. I think he does a good job of it. He's not the most libertarian author in the world. There are some things that, you know, we don't agree with him on here on this show. But I would say overall, it's probably 90-95%, you know, liberty-oriented.
I think if he had written it more libertarian, then nobody would have ever heard of it by the time that good we point. Came around.
All right, so toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got a full hour to go, and you can take control. You can bring up what you want, whether it's the UBI comments that you might want to share with us, or anything goes here. You may take control on Free Talk Live. Also, call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm and join our Discord, discord.lrn.fm.
I'm Gary, his spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.